Hello and happy Wednesday, everybody. Come on in. Come on in. Last day of 2025. I cannot believe it, y'all. I cannot believe it. It's so crazy to me that it is the last day of the year. So, they say whatever you do on the first day of the year is what you'll do all year long. So I'm hoping to rest a little bit tomorrow. That's what I want to do. I want to rest. So there's that. Is anybody in another country and it's already 2026? I was looking to see how the year was going, because I know we have people from all over the place. I think it would be Australia, right? Not sure. Okay. We got a lot of moving parts going on in the no BS land right now. Lots of moving parts. So on the 4th of January, which is this very Sunday at 10 a.m. Central, starting at 10 a.m. Central, is start, START, start. It is very good. I'm just going to tell you, I'm going through it now. And I'm very excited. I've already printed out my companion, and I believe your companion is live on the website under this month in No BS. So if you head over there, you will be able to find that. I think it's under courses. So somebody said, "What foundation am I using?" Alexis, I will tell you, my accountability partner, Jen Saya, sent me Jones Road. Something balm. And anyway, I put on like a skin tint and then I just tap it on and it made my skin glow. I love that. So that's the first day I've used it. Yeah, don't wait till Sunday to start. Yeah, it's time to get started. So if you go on the website, of course, nobswomen.com and you go under courses, you go under this month and no BS. It still says lose 10. It's at the bottom of the page. Lose 10 is at the top and scroll all the way down. The start course page is live. So you can go ahead, watch the videos if you want to, you can download your guide. We have everything up and ready for you. Okay. It's going to be 8 weeks. We are going to make weight loss so simple. So we all know what the four basics are. If you don't, it's doable hunger, planning, basic human needs, wait for hunger, stop it enough, those things. But in theory, they sound so simple, right? But a lot of us, we're like, we know what to do. Like, I can tell you the four basics in my sleep. I could teach a class on the four basics. I could, I've basically got them tattooed on my forehead. I know them backwards and forwards, but for whatever reason, I can't follow them. I can't get consistent at following them. I don't know what is holding me back. I listen to all the content. I do the things. I just don't know what the hell is wrong with me. The START program is going to make them easy to follow. Okay. So I am super excited. Some of you have been emailing me, which I love. We have a lot of offerings out there. We've got the Regain Reset was just released. We've got START coming up. I was talking to somebody yesterday who's going to, instead of doing START, is going to do the Regain Reset, knowing that START, just like everything else, is always available. She's had a Regain. She just feels like it's gonna fit for her better. And so I want to make sure that you're on the right track. But START, I'm just going to tell you, it's going to be good for all of us. I'm excited to go through it. Super excited to go through it. And I'm excited for y'all to see it. Corinne, created it as in her genius brain of hers. And I could not be more excited for y'all to go through it over the next 8 weeks. Because you know what we do? January 1st, everybody's, trying to find the quick, easy, fast way to lose weight. You start thinking about, well, I haven't lost as much weight in no BS this year. But I remember when I did keto, I lost that 30 pounds on keto. I think I'm going to go back to keto. Or my best friend is signing up for Weight Watchers and I want to do something with them. Y'all, if it worked, we've already tried it. Y'all, we have already tried all that bullshit. There's nowhere else on this God's green earth that you're going to get the support that you've got here and the tools that we give you here. Nowhere. Make it work here with us. I'll be here with you. You just email me or use Ask Coaches or post in the Facebook group. Whatever you want to do, get the help you need. Because if you're not going to advocate here with me for yourself, you're not going to do it at the Weight Watchers meeting online. You should not. You're not going to advocate. If you're not going to advocate with me, you're no BS bestie. You're not going to advocate somewhere else. So make sure you use me up. Let's see. Jackie says, "Hey girl, I hope your holidays have been wonderful." They have been wonderful, but I'm going to tell you something. I canceled my New Year's. Canceled. I always make prime rib, cook a big meal. My friends come over, we play big tabletop Jenga, and I'm going to tell y'all, I canceled it. I canceled every last bit of it. I'm going to be here hopefully in the bed by 8, 9 o'clock tonight. Y'all know my mama had to go in a nursing home. She's got another infection. I can't take on anything else. You know, I just can't. And my husband said some like things, you know, if you were more fun, like you should be more fun. I'm like, fuck you, I'm fun. I had to put self-care on the table for me this New Year's Eve. I literally can't. And I was dreading it, you know? I was dreading doing it because I just thought I wouldn't have been any fun, or I would have been faking fun. Because I'm just wore slap out. I'm going to the nursing home a couple times a day. My mom can no longer feed herself. I'm feeding her dinner every night. And if y'all know, I have a sort of past with my mom. I rubbed her back yesterday. I was scratching her back yesterday. I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. And then, of course, I get on Marco Polo with my accountability partners and I'm like, but the coach in me is like, of course you want to do it or you wouldn't do it. Here you are doing it. So you must want to on some level. But I am not gonna do to her what she did to me. That's not who I am. That's not who my grandmama raised me to be. I don't want anybody to suffer. She has put me through hell and back, my mama has, but I will not do to another human being what she did to me. And I am not, I'm gonna lay, just like in No BS, I say, how can you lay your head down and be proud tonight when you go to sleep? It applies in weight loss. It applies to me taking care of my mama. It applies to everything. I'm going to go to bed proud of myself. I am going to go to bed the woman that I want to be. And that means I go to that nursing home. That means I advocate for my mama. That means I rub her back. That's what it means. That means I feed her dinner. That's what it means. And that's what I want for all of y'all. And I'm not doing it perfect, y'all. I'm not doing it perfect. I'm not doing any of it perfectly. But I'm asking for help when I need it, which is it's the same thing I'm telling y'all to do. If you need help, ask for it. I'm here. Y'all are the best part of my day. No BS is the best part of my day. Y'all are the best part of who I am. Y'all are what I look forward to every day. When I'm at that nursing home and I'm having to advocate for my mama, I come back here and to get to help y'all is when I am happiest. That is when I am the most joyful. So I want y'all to ask for help. Help me, right? Help me. Let me help you. That helps me. That's what I want to do. I want to do those things because that's the one time of the day that I'm like, I do this right. I'm a good coach. I know that much. And I know I love y'all. And it makes me happy to be here with y'all. So that's enough of that. Let's see. Oh, I went off on a tangent, Jackie. I didn't even answer your question, but now I will. Are we able to buy any notebooks like we get in our swag box? Almost out of pages, and they are the best, girl. I might steal some sometimes whenever I go somewhere. You cannot buy them. And I am so sorry. But maybe if you post in the Facebook group, like anybody got any, I'll pay the shipping. Maybe somebody doesn't love them. Oh no. Jane said, "I'm struggling with the urge to finish all the food before starts. Tips, please. You're just wanting to get it out of your system." And here's what happens. I'm going to just tell y'all, this is what happens. This is why we have the desire for the Last Supper. I'm going to lose weight. This is what you're telling yourself. Jane, I'm going to have to buckle down. I got to get serious. I won't be able to have this stuff. You've got to call bullshit on that, Jane. It's not true. It is just not true at all. Everything that is in your house, you can eat it tomorrow, Sunday when starts. You can eat it next Monday. You can eat it on Wednesday. Ain't nobody coming to take shit away from you. That's what keto did. That's what Weight Watchers did. That's what macros did. That's what all the bullshit you did before, that's what they did. That's not what you're doing now. You're thinking, I need to get it out of the house. I better get it while the getting is good because I don't know when I'm going to get it again and I'm about to have it taken away. And your brain does that to keep you safe. Why? Because when you think weight loss, your brain is like, oh, hell, I've been there. Girl, we about to starve. You're not going to feed me. We're going to be eating cardboard and boiled chicken. That's all we're going to have. And it's going to suck. You're going to be starving. You can't have any of that stuff. And your brain is like, red alert, red alert. We're about to go into starvation mode. You better eat it all right now. That's what happens. But that is why we have that nervous system resource page on the website when you can just put your hand over your heart and say, that is old diet thinking. I can eat all of this stuff. I can eat it every day if I want to. I just have to wait till I'm hungry. I'm just freaking out. We're going to be talking about this darn start too. You got to notice first what your brain is freaking out about. I'm giving y'all a early. Then you have to notice and narrate. I'm thinking this because this is what I have done. This has been my routine and my pattern when I've lost weight in the past. Even if you've lost weight with no BS and you've kind of fallen off and you know it's easy and you've decided to do it again, your brain is like, I know how it used to be. Are you going back to that? It still is freaking out. So it is notice what you're thinking and then narrate it. I know why I'm thinking this. All this past diet bullshit. I know where this is coming from. It's okay. I can be freaking out a little bit, but I can also remind myself that that is not how we do it anymore. That's not how this is going to go. I don't have to get this food out of my system or out of my house. I can have it today, just like I can have it Monday. In no BS, the difference between starting over January 1st, starting over on Monday, all that kind of stuff. The food remains exactly the same. Nothing changes. Only thing you do is say, am I hungry? Not, I'll just wait a little bit, then I can have it. That's it. It's the only thing that happens. Let's see. Gina said, I had an intentional overeat last night. I was struggling with the impending loss of my work pet and I felt miserable. I know it didn't help my little friend, but I found some temporary comfort in the graham crackers and chocolate. Is that okay, normal? I think it is normal. Corinne actually coached somebody on this on Sunday. I think it was the second person she coached. You can go listen to it, Gina. It's already up, replay's already up. But you just want to notice that you did it and narrate it again. Last night, I decided to use food to regulate my emotions instead of feeling my emotions. Let's call it out for what it is. An intentional overeat to me, it's like it's my birthday and I'm going to my favorite place and I'm going to eat to full because I only go there once a year. I'm going to intentionally overeat. I'm going to eat to full. Like on Thanksgiving, I ate to full. Probably tomorrow, I am doing prime rib and collard greens and black eyed peas and cornbread and au gratin potatoes and all that stuff. I'll probably eat to full tomorrow. That's me deciding. I only make this once a year. I'm gonna enjoy myself. You had an emo you had an you just decided last night, I don't want to manage my emotions. I want to eat over them. And that's okay. You're using a tool. Food is a tool in your toolbox to manage stress and sadness. It's a tool. And it's always available in your toolbox. So, but that's what we're going to do. Just call it what it is. And then decide, do I want to be an emotional overeater whenever I feel this, whenever I want to feel comfort? Or do I want to, maybe work and ask coaches or go to that nervous system resource page or maybe post in Facebook when that happens? Maybe put other tools in my toolbox. And maybe sometimes I'll still reach for food because that's what normal eaters do. But sometimes I might decide I don't want to eat over it. And I'm going to use other tools that are in my toolbox. Oh, Carolyn said, tonight when you're in your cozy bed, I hope you dream of your favorite animals and what you enjoy most. In my most recent dreams, I saw an owl and a peacock. Oh, I love that. I like when I go to Jen Saya's house in Seattle, she's got eagles and eagles nest on her property. And every time one flies, I put my hand over my heart. That's what I do. I love an eagle. Anonymous says, what did I have done? I didn't have anything done. This is Jones Road, whatever, something balm that I just tapped over my foundation. Isn't that amazing? I know my grandfather was in the nursing home where my mom is now. And then I worked there for 20 years. So, like, I've been seeing this like old home week. I'm going in there and like, it's all my old friends from like work, And my old boss is still there and whatnot. And several people said, MJ, you look younger than when you left here. I was like, girl, thank you. My foundation is just a BB skin tint cream, NYX, cheap, cheap, just barely anything. And then I use that Jones Road. I just tapped it, tap, 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 tap. Speaking of swag boxes, I know it's super early, but any ideas what will be in them? No, I have not heard anything about swag for 2026. All right. Any more questions? Y'all got questions? I mean, we ain't been here but 17 minutes. We got another 45 minutes. Overate Mexican food last night, Amy said. Lying in bed with a bowling ball tummy, talking shit to myself. What's the best thing to do or say to myself both last night and this morning? I'm sitting here waiting for hunger. First of all, that's the best decision you can make, Amy. And then why did you overeat Mexican last night? I mean, was it just you were distracted? Like, now it's time to take off that judge's robe. Put on the lab coat. What happened last night? What was I looking for? Was I distracted? What could I do next time whenever I eat Mexican? How can I make it a better experience for myself? You overate Mexican because you've always overeaten Mexican. Nothing terrible has gone wrong. You did what you've always done, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. But like, what was it giving you? Or were you distracted? Maybe next time you're like, I think I'm going to get a, I've done this before too. They bring out your plate, but then, a lot of times there's an appetizer plate and I'll move my food from my plate to my appetizer plate, especially with like Mexican or something. Let's see. Anonymous said, I need to hear this again and maybe obvious, but working through eating to enough to lose weight. How can I tell if I'm eating to maintenance instead and not losing? If you're not losing, if you think you're at enough, but you're kind of stalled, you're staying in one spot, like you're flatlining, your weight loss is flatlining. Or you're like up a pound, down a pound, you're just kind of hanging out in the same area. You're probably eating to what we call maintenance. So the scale's not moving. But the beauty of that is, that's why the scale is a tool, right? So you look at your habits, you want to weigh your habits. So your trackers, everything says you're eating to enough. Every day I'm eating to enough. I know that's what my habits tell me. Okay, so you weigh those. And then you get on the scale and you're like, well, my habits aren't matching what's happening on the scale because I'm thinking I'm eating to enough, but my scale's not moving. So if you're like me, the first thing you do is change the batteries on your scale to make sure that's not the problem. And then it's probably, though, that you're just eating a couple bites over enough at each meal. You just need to recalibrate your enough by a couple of bites. That's it. Because if you're eating to maintenance, you are literally like, I always get myself into trouble. But if you left three bites behind from what you think is your enough, That's 9 times 7 is 63. No, that's not right. Let's see. 369, 9 bites a day. Look, don't get me to do math. Y'all just want me to embarrass myself on the last day of the year. So if you leave 9 bites a day, breakfast, lunch, dinner, times 7 days in a week, is that 63? 9 times 7 is 63? Yes. That's a few fucking meals. Girl, you're not far from it though. Yeah, that's a lot. Look at me doing math on this fine Wednesday, last day of the year. When are we going to get more information on the START experience? So Anonymous is asking, I'm taking 100 women through START. It sold out hella quick, y'all. I said y'all would hear something by the second. But I'm going to be going through and hopefully y'all can hear today if I can make everything work. Hopefully. It depends on how my mama does. You know, she got an infection again. So we'll see. Her white count is up. So they did checking for a UTI again, and they are checking for pneumonia again. So we got that going on. But I should be able to get to it today. If not, I'll get to it tomorrow. Oh, Amy said I was up in my head with anxiety about conversation and how much was on my plate. It was way bigger than I expected. Oh. I got you, Amy. Mexican. We're going back to Mexican. It was way bigger than I expected, and someone else was paying, so I felt guilty. Okay, well, they already paying, whether you eat it or not. They've already paid, Amy. They're done. Do you think they would leave the restaurant and be like, I mean, I had the best time with Amy. She was so much fun. But you know what? She didn't finish her plate, that bitch. We could have had fun, but if Amy had finished her food, but she didn't, whole night's ruined. And then you can always take it home, Amy. You can always take it home. They don't need to know that you didn't finish it. We ain't got to spill the whole beans. They're like, oh, this is so good, but I've had enough. I'm going to take this home. And then you just throw it in the trash when you get there if you want to. And then you were having anxiety about conversation. What were y'all talking about that was anxiety producing? Or was it just you trying to keep up with the conversation? But they're not going to say anything. They're not going to say anything to you about, like, it's not going to be like, I could have had fun if Amy would have finished. That's what I always remind myself. The money's spent. The money is spent. And you've gotten their money's worth for them. You got your belly full or enough. You going to bed proud. I mean, imagine you can't even put a price on going to bed proud. But always, you can always take it home. That's what I always remind myself. Always take it home. If you really want to, nobody says you can't have it later. And now with the air fryers and such, you know, you can a lot of stuff. A lot of the stuff, like, you know, that we I lost my train of thought, y'all. I lost my train of thought. I can't remember now. Maybe it'll come back. Let's see. When is the Facebook page opening? This is all happening on the second. For those of you doing start with me, the second. I came in late. Sorry. Is there an end of the month call or a New Year's call to start the year right? Yes, we have got starts on January the 4th, which is this Sunday. Half day workshop included in your membership, and it is going to be amazing. Cassie says, I know that I eat when I'm in pain. And I'm feeling sorry for myself. Yeah, I know I need to move more, but I'm constantly making excuses. Why do you need to move more, Cassie? I've been doing this with some of my clients lately. Like, why do you think you need to move more? Like, because if you think it's for weight loss, that's not a good reason. You got to have a good reason and want to move more. And Cassie, the other thing is, I want you to do start with us on Sunday because, again, you're going to notice. I notice that when I'm in pain, I just eat instead. I know I just eat instead of processing my emotion or just feeling the pain. Just let yourself know why you're doing it. I have other options available, but right now I'm choosing food, and that's okay. Because what happens is you choose food, then you beat yourself up, then you go down a rabbit hole of shame and whatnot, and then what happens? You go eat more. What if we just decide that sometimes we use food for emotional reasons? And we're like, sometimes I don't, sometimes I do. This time I did. I'll work on that. Yeah, movement feels good. I love that. Yes. And then, Cassie, also, if you're starting to move, I'm going to just tell you, you're going to love start, Cassie, but make sure that it is doable. Doable. Like, because here's what happens. I'm going to start moving. Starting tomorrow, I'm going to walk outside for 30 minutes a day. No. How about starting tomorrow? You put on your clothes. You just get in the habit of putting on your workout clothes. Don't move yet. Don't move. And then your level up can be, I'm going to put on my clothes in a week or two after you get in the habit of putting on your clothes. I'm going to put on my clothes and walk around the house for 5 minutes. And then the level up from that will be, I'm going to put on my tennis shoes and go check the mailbox every day in my tennis shoes. That's what you need to do. Because a lot of times we're like, I'm going to, we all did this. How, I mean, we are so like, we got to do it all right now. I don't cannot tell you how many times I have thrown food away because we don't eat carbs no more. So I go and take out all the bread and the noodles and the crackers and everything, just throw them all in the trash because we're gonna just go, ham, as Corinne would say. Or I've never worked out, but starting tomorrow, I'm gonna wake up at 6 and do an hour of yoga and I'm gonna run 5 miles. Like, what? No, that is not, you have to make it so that the barrier for entry, you can override your excuses. It's got to be so, it's just putting on clothes. Come on, it's just lacing up your tennis shoes. You ain't got to do nothing else. That's all you got to do. For start, you do not have to sign up. You just show up on Sunday. Corinne will be teaching her face off on Sunday. Jenny said, it's my birthday. You're 40. Happy 40th birthday, Jenny. We're getting my favorite takeout. Love it, love it, love it. What a great day to have a birthday. I mean, they have a big party for you in New York City and they drop a ball and everything just for you. I love that for you. I love it. And then everybody takes the day off after your birthday. It's like a holiday, a national holiday because of Jenny's birthday yesterday. I love that too. Oh my God. I'm already having the thoughts about I'm gonna want to eat to full. That's okay. I'm gonna eat more than I know I will be than will be enough because it tastes so good. I usually get into a meal like this and then just say fuck it. I don't even know what my question is or what I want or need, but just looking for your thoughts on approaching situations like this and such. So I just talked about a little bit of it. I only make au gratin potatoes on January 1st. I only make collard greens and black-eyed peas. I could make them other times. I just don't. I'm making a prime rib tomorrow. I'm going to eat to full. Now, if it's your favorite takeout place that you go to every 2 weeks to get takeout, you need to decide. I know I'm going to get this again in 2 weeks. Do I want to eat to full? Are you going to have a cake? Maybe the cake is what gets you to full. Maybe you eat your dinner to enough, but you really want the cake. So you just decide that you're going to eat that. You're going to eat to full, but because you're going to eat your birthday cake. Wait, listen to me. Ain't not one of us got weight to lose because on our birthday, we thought about it and we decided to eat to full. And the rest of the time, we waited for hunger and stopped at enough most of the time. But one time a year, even 4 or 5 days a year out of 365, birthday, anniversary, Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's, we were like, you know what? I'm gonna eat to full. I'm going to take this one meal, not even all the days. I'm going to take this one meal and eat to full. That's okay, y'all. We are not overweight because of that, because we made a conscious decision to have one meal and eat to full. It's okay. The other 360 days of the year, you're like, And more than that, because you're just talking about one meal. There is nothing wrong with that. So Jenny said she only goes twice a year. So I think to full. Perfect. Absolutely perfect. I love that. I'd rather have it than cake. Yes. Anyone in Maine who eats a traditional New Year's Day meal, it sounds so southern. That is a southern meal. I don't know what the people up the Yankees eat. I'm not sure about that. Y'all can put in the chat what y'all eat on New Year's Day. It's for money. We do it, the black-eyed peas are coins and the collard greens are dollars. I know Veronica Southern. I can't wait for pot liquor. Who knows what pot liquor is? Pork and sauerkraut. A lot of people do eat ham here, but you know, I'm married to a Muslim. I don't eat ham here. Oh, Jeannie's lobster. It is also have sliced carrots for coins. I love this. Yes, we bake beef here just because we can't have ham. I mean, we can have ham. I ain't gonna make a ham just for myself, though. The Muslims don't like it. Corned beef and cabbage. Love it. Yeah, so that's what we do. Hoppin' John. Yep. Yep. Steak and crab tonight. Paula, that's what y'all do in Vegas? Oh, nachos for 20 years. Seafood casserole. Dang. Peanut butter sandwich. Annette, is that like something you do? Herring for good luck. Bagels and lox. I love bagels and lox. Okay. I could just talk to y'all all day, you know? Like just talk, shoot the shit. Anonymous, this has nothing to do with weight loss. Do you have any resources about changing our look? I need a new look. I do. We have a course. How to love your body at any size. Judith Gatton is under courses and bonus courses at the bottom of the page. And she does talk a lot about how to change your look. But here's what I would do. Here's my suggestion. I've changed my style and everything, like all the things. And this year is the, I don't know if y'all noticed, but I've been wearing diamond studs for 10 years. No earrings. I never changed my earrings. 2026 is the year of the earrings. I'm changing. I've bought four or five pairs. I've decided I want earrings. And so I'm wearing earrings, y'all. I don't know if y'all noticed, but that's what I'm doing. That's my New Year's resolution. It used to be weight loss. Now it's I'm gonna wear earrings in 2026. I know. I'll show y'all my outfit. I do like this outfit. And then I had on, I'll show y'all what I have on. And then I had on burgundy shoes. Look at that. How cute. I feel like I'm cute. And then I had on burgundy shoes. That's what I had on today. But now I have on my bedroom shoes. But when I went to the nursing home, I had on burgundy shoes. But now I have bedroom shoes on. And earrings. There's that. But I would make a Pinterest board. Like, you know, like a almost like a vision board, but like, here's the kind of clothes I like, and here's the kind of makeup style I like, and here's what I like hair to look like. Like, just pin things that you really like. And then, you know, when you go to the store, look at those things and see or follow style people on Instagram that talk about that sort of stuff and just see what you like and try on different styles to see what looks good. Let's see. I've gained most of my weight back and recently decided to increase my protein intake because that seems to help with my urges. I decided to track my food for 2 weeks. I started losing weight. I didn't track this week, and yesterday was a bad day with food. I was eating nonstop until bedtime and felt sick. I'm on and off with focusing on my weight loss. I'm frustrated and hopeless. I know I need to reach out to ask coaches, but I don't know where to start and feel overwhelmed. Just copy and paste that right there and to ask coaches. Say that exact thing, put it there. It's our job to help you dig into it. It's your job to come and say, help me. We'll do the rest. It is not on you to figure out how to ask, what to ask, when to ask, none of that. That's on us to figure out for you. So you'll go to ask coaches, you'll post that. Okay. And then they'll come back and ask you a question. That's what they'll do. That's what we do there. So they'll help you dig in and figure it out. You don't have to know how to ask a question. There's no, you just, I have literally gotten emails before and they literally say, help. Help me. I've gotten emails that say, I'm stuck. That's all it says. And I email them back. And I'm like, okay, let's figure out what's going on. And then I start to ask them questions. That opens up a dialogue and we figure it out together. That's also how Ask Coaches works. Same way. If all you can manage is help me, we will help. I don't need to know your history. I don't need to know what's going on at first. I don't need any of that shit. I just need you to say, I'm extending a hand. I need some help. I'll do the rest. The coaches will do the rest. Because I'm going to tell you something. I say this, but said it before. I'm going to say it again. If you are not losing weight, that is not your fault. It is our fault. We haven't explained it well enough. We haven't made you feel safe enough to reach out and ask for help. We haven't made it easy enough for you. You tell us what we can do for you. It's on us to help you lose weight. It's not on you. You ain't got to carry this by yourself anymore. That's why you join No BS. You've got us. You've got Corinne. You've got me. You got Kathy, Lisa, Betsy, Lizzie, the community team. You got all of us. We're all here. You got Vernon support. All of us. That's what we're here for. It's not on you. It's on us. All right. I would look at the regain reset though. I'm gonna just tell you, people are having so much luck with the regain reset. I cannot even tell you. If you're in a regain, go under courses, bonus courses, and I'm gonna tell you, I love that there's a planner in there. I love the 24-hour plan. I think I might switch over to it. I love them. I love that planning page. I would do that. Kathy said, sometimes I find myself wanting to snack even though I'm not hungry. I just want to eat something sweet. I'm having a hard time figuring out what to do instead of eating to stop my brain from thinking about sweets. But you are wanting to, Kathy, in that moment, you want a break. It's going to give you a minute to sit down while you go get something sweet. Maybe it's going to get you away from your desk. Maybe it's going to get you another minute or two before you, have to start a project or do something at work or make a phone call or send a text. Like, what is that giving you? Tell me, Kathy. Somebody said, my friend wants to join. Is there a special? I'm going to put a link of anybody. We're doing a launch for January. They're not going through Start. They're not doing any of that kind of stuff, but they can 100% check it out. Where did my, oh, here it is. Girl, hold on. I'll give you the link where they can go. 2026 one launch. I got to find it. I gotta find it, but I give it to you. Hold on a minute. Registration. Yes, here we go. They can register here and they'll get all the information. Here it is. It's called the Simple Plan. You can give that to her. What's my favorite win for myself this year? Huh, that's a good question. I think my favorite win for myself is really right now, how I've stepped up to take care of my mama. But as my kids have gotten older, my relationship with them has changed. And recognizing that and being able to adapt to what they need in different stages of their life, and let go when I need to let go, and hanging on when I need to hang on, has been huge for me. It's been very interesting to see, just to see how my relationships with people have changed, like with my mom now and with my adult children. A lot of people don't do as well with change. And I feel like I have done really, really well with changing dynamics, changing, like, just my family, the way it's changed is so crazy. Kathy said, I think you're right about needing a break. I'm really busy getting ready for a new semester to start. Yeah, that's probably what it is. Let's see. Wendy said, do you think the restart is going to get confusing because people are at different weeks? No. Some people have already started. You can go listen to the lessons, but it does not start until the fourth. All of your emails content is going to go 8 weeks starting on the fourth. But we do have eager beavers that have already listened to it, which is totally fine. You can go listen to it, but we don't, as a membership, start it until Corinne opens her lovely mouth on the fourth and teaches it to us. Sandra says, where can I find the reset, whatever the, if you go under courses this month in OBS, scroll down to the bottom, the start information is there for you. Let's see. Unable to attend the live Sunday. Will replays take a week to edit and load? Yes. We'll be right on it. I'm gonna tell you it's gonna be a week, but girl, you know us. We work quickly over here in OBS land, especially when we're trying to get y'all a big workshop. I can't access my calendar for some reason. Anonymous, email support at pmptribe.com or click the blue question mark on the bottom of any page. Email me, I'll impersonate you and let me know what your email address is. Let me know. Email me. Email me. And I can or you can ask Vern. She might even be on here. Vern, you here? Let's see. Vern's here. Ha! Email Vern. She'll look for your email right quick and see if she can figure it out. Will the small group be on replay at some point? So Anonymous is in, and sounds like you're in my small group for start. You're going to get all of the information. You're going to have a homepage with replays and everything. Oh, okay. You know what, girl? I share my screen. I'm going to show y'all where it is. Girl, listen, there's more than one way to skin a cat. I'll show y'all where it is. I'm going to share my screen right now. Here we are. I shared the whole thing. Okay, so if you go under courses this month in OBS, this is November, December, Lose 10. Right down here, January and February 2026, the start method. Visit the start course page and you come here. Here's module one, module two. Here are going to be your weekly videos, all the things. You've got the companion guide and the workshop resource. So this is what you want to have for Sunday. And then here's the companion guide that I have here. That's like, that's the one I've printed. I haven't printed this one. You can either fill it or print it. Okay. There's that. Did y'all see that? Those so courses this month in OBS. Scroll down to the bottom. This will be gone tomorrow, and this will be at the top. But that's where it'll be. All right. Yes. Will there be an opportunity to join small groups for start or another focus area again in 2026? Stay tuned. Sandra, are you in your first 30 days? If you are, you may not have some of that, but you will get an email with the link to the page. Oh, more than 60. Okay, email support at pmptribe.com. If you don't have, well, you won't have a lot of it because I'm an admin. I showed you my page. So I got a lot of shit on there. I got a lot of shit on mine. But if you've got this month in OBS, you're good. I've got everything every member has ever had on mine. So there's that. How long is the start workshop on Sunday? It is from 10 a.m. Central to, hold on. Hold on. I don't want to misquote myself. To 2 Central. And It is on the website under coaching calendar, coaching calendar, and you can, it's in your time zone and everything. It's so nice to look at it over there. Because just because it's there. Oh, Karen Brent, girl, it's a, let's see what's going on. I have a tentative plans for a first date on Saturday. Oh, hell no. I have not had a date in 25 years. Girl, my emotions are all over the place. Did you meet him at the gym, Karen? My emotions are all over the place, but so far I have had zero desire to eat. I'm trying to prepare for best case scenario and worst to calm my nerves, but I'm still overthinking and feeling so much energy and anxiety. I have meltdowns, being excited someone is interested and cry. Then I decide he's going to bail and I cry. I know you're not Kathy, but could you use advice on how to chill the hell out? He commented he finds my confidence attractive, so I don't want to show up differently. Well, here's the thing. You're going to have anxiety. You're going to be nervous. You hadn't had a date in 25 years. Gene Bannon said, shave your legs just in case. That's so solid advice, Gene. Yeah, go ahead, girl. Get after it. But it's normal to be anxious. It's nor I love what you're doing, though, looking at best case scenario, worst case scenario. So you're like thinking about it. Go over on resources, the nervous system resource page. There are like, things on there that you can try. But it is hand over your heart. It's normal to be nervous. It's normal to, I haven't done this in 25 years. Of course, I'm supposed to be nervous. I want to put my best foot forward. Do you know this man? Do you know this man at all? I have not dated anyone that I feel like I'm in control. Okay. Tell me why you're in control, Karen. Why are you in control? You're in control because you can always walk away. You're in control because if it does not go well, you can block his ass. You're in control because, he, you know what? He's a no. He's got to convince you to be a yes. That's how we all need to live our life. We met online and talked for 2 hours last night. Hey, what's going on? I would shave my legs though. He's going to be a no. He needs to convince you to be a yes. So many of us, we go in thinking they're a yes until they send up enough red flags that they become a no. But my advice for my kids is they're always a no. They got to prove to you that they deserve a yes. That's what I have to say to you. iPhone said I've maintained a 50-pound weight loss for over a year. However, I have 50 more to go. Where do I start? Well, you can start with start on Sunday. But also take your data to ask coaches. Like, tell us what you're doing or email me. If you've got like a habit tracker, you can email us at support, take a picture of it, and email us so that we can see, we can figure out where you need to start. Okay. Because you're probably eating past enough. I mean, it's probably what's happening. So we got to figure out why you're eating past enough or why you're not waiting for hunger, like either side, we got to figure that out. Rhonda said, saw a post from Corinne. It's not what you eat between Christmas and New Year's, it's what you eat from New Year's to Christmas. Oh, that was good. I gained over the holidays, but this year I'm able to see what happened. It all makes sense. Yes. Notice and then narrate what happened. That's exactly what you've done here. I overate more than I did the rest of the year. I stopped planning. I know I need to follow the plan. No BS has helped me so much. Down 40 pounds over the last 2 years. 5 pounds to go, girl. You're gonna get this off in the next and during start. There should be a call on next Wednesday's calendar. Oh, I don't know why it's not there for January. I didn't know why it's not. I'll get Missy to look at that because there is a call next Wednesday with me. Yeah, there is a call next Wednesday. So that's weird. I'll get that fixed, Diane. Miranda said, I analyze medical records all day, can be very repetitive, and I want a snack to keep me focused. Yes. Any ideas on how not to stay focused? Really, Miranda, I want you to really think about your reasoning. If you are distracted by eating, you're not focused. Being focused is I don't have anything else going on. I'm totally focused on the thing. So eating is pulling your focus away from analyzing medical records all day. Probably what you're wanting when you're eating is a break. You probably have not built enough breaks into your day. Because if you're doing something especially repetitive, like every, hour, maybe you get up and you walk around your house for 5 or 10 minutes to give you that break. That's probably what you're looking for. I bet it's not to focus. I bet you're trying to get a break. Darlene, yes. MJ and Mike, you came to visit us at the Walmart in our RV. Yes, I remember. I want to track something different next year. I'm maintaining perfectly, but I still would like to be lower in my range. I track all the normal things. Okay, if you had to get in a weight loss mode, Darlene, first we got to figure out what's going to get you into weight loss. Well, no, I'm backing it all the way up. Why do you want to get lower in your range? You got to love your reasons. And then, is it doable? Because you are a little wee tiny child, if I remember correctly. So I want you to really decide, like, what would you have to give up? Is there any emotional eating that you're doing at all? Any overeating that you're doing at all? And are you willing to give that up for the rest of your life? Or do you want to keep it? We got to decide, is that, do you love your reasons? Are you willing to give up? Like, what are you willing to give up? And are you willing to give that up forever? You can email me too, darling. Anonymous said, my son is home from college and had a challenging first semester away. Girl, my middle one, she was on probation after her first semester. Woo, she was in the ones. So I get it. He's never struggled with grades until this semester. It was challenging not to eat over the feelings of failing as a mother. Perhaps I could have prepared him better, check in on him, etc. I felt my feelings the majority of the time, but I did catch myself mid overeat. I love it. The second golden moment of weight loss, my favorite thing. I'm learning not to take on others' learning journeys. For the first time, I didn't beat myself up constantly. So, what would have happened if you'd have checked on him more? He would have been like, oh my God, my mama called. I should, you know what I should do? Go to the library. No, he was probably having him a big old time. It is very normal for kids who get away for the first time to, to do that. And I'm also say this as a mama who's had three kids, have had three kids that went away, whatever. Things happened that first semester. And I remember dropping them off, and it wasn't about being worried about them. It was about, I hope I taught them everything they need to know. I think that's normal as a parent. Oh, Liz said, when I get my nose pierced years ago, several years ago, at camp, a no BS event. But yeah, he wouldn't have been like, well, dang, mama called and checked on me. I should go study. Let's see. I saw another question. Will it stay you in Wednesday call? Yes. I saw something that Kathy would be doing Wednesdays. Maybe that's in addition. I saw something on Lizzie's too. On Corinne's Sunday, or maybe that's on maintenance. Okay. So next week I will be with you, but the following Wednesday, I'm going to Puerto Vallarta with my accountability group, Jen Saya, Coach Judith, Aaron Bolton, and myself. We are going, and for the first time ever, I am flying first class. I've never flown first class in my holy life. And then I had booked my ticket, and then I got this thing from American Airlines that said, if you want to pay $150, you can fly first class. I'm so excited, y'all. I was like, I'm so excited. So we're going to go for 6 days. So Kathy is going to be taking over that next Wednesday. I fly home on Wednesday, but I won't get home till 11 o'clock at night. I'm so excited. So excited. And y'all, I need it more than anything in this whole wide world. But she'll be here that Wednesday. Then you did, Corinne is taking a Sunday off. I will be coaching one Sunday in January, and Lizzie will be doing the maintenance call. So, because she's the maintenance coach. So, there's that. Oh, you're going to be in Cabo San Lucas the same time, just across the Sea of Cortez. I've been to Cabo once. MJ, please don't burn yourself out. I keep hearing you saying, email me. That's a lot of work. Take care. Girl, I just told y'all that's the one thing that like gives me solace. That's the one thing that I love with all my heart. That's what brings, I'm stuck here with my husband and his family all the time. So I'm here with them. All my kids now, my people have gone back. That's the one thing that brings me joy and happiness is y'all. Please, Lord, have mercy. This to me, y'all, I mean, I don't know how y'all feel about your jobs. This is not work to me. And I don't like parts of my job, like writing emails and bullshit like that. So if y'all email me, then it keeps me busy doing that. I love that. And I'm like, but don't have time to write emails. I'm just hanging out with the members, which makes me happy. I love being with y'all more than anything on this. Like it does not feel like a job to me. I have been blessed, and I say this all the time. You know, I was a physical therapist in a nursing home. It did not feel like a job. I was a great PT. It was so good to my patients. I was a really good physical therapist, and I loved it. And now I get to be with y'all, and I love it. And most people don't, I know how blessed I am. Most people never get one career where they feel fulfilled and they feel like they're good at it and they get so much joy from it. And I've had two, which is, I mean, that's like unheard of, you know? Like it's just unheard of. So I just love it. Let's see. I've gone down to the next 10 pounds under 200. All right, Celeste. I tend to give the credit to starting thyroid medicine. I feel better, but every time he does another blood test, he takes it away. I feel like I'm an imposter saying I weigh this much. Sorry, it doesn't make much sense. Judy looking for help. Listen to me. There are people who are on thyroid medicine that are overweight, y'all. Y'all, quit giving your power away to other things. There are people, if you're on the weight loss shot and you're losing weight, there are people on the weight loss shot who don't lose weight. There are people on thyroid medicine that don't lose weight. There are people that start insulin, whatever it is, that don't lose weight. You still have urges. You still have to say no to urges. You do that. We cannot. We can't, or like, people write in all the time. I had a cold. That's why I lost that last 5 pounds. I had the flu. Girl, I will gain 5 pounds in the flu. I eat when I'm sick. Y'all got to quit giving your power away. Every time you say no, whether maybe you do take something that cuts the food noise down a little bit, you still, that food is still available to you. You do it. You do every bit of it. Y'all are badasses. Every pound you lose, that is a reflection of choices you have made. People always say, y'all, you know, y'all inspired me and I lost the weight. No, you did the work. Everybody hears the words coming out my mouth, but you decide if you're going to implement them. You decide if you're going to live by them. You decide if you're going to put your fork down. That's you, not me, not a medicine. It's you. It's you all day, every day. We just downplay ourselves so much, y'all. We just downplay it. I mean, like, how many, all the time. Like, you know, your turkey's really good. Well, you know, it was more moist last year. I've made better. Like, we just downplay ourselves. That's a nice outfit. Oh, well, you know, and like we gotta quit giving it away, y'all. We make shit happen. You make shit happen. And you need to toot your own horn. Toot toot. Toot toot. Celeste. All right. Look, I get on my high horse every so often. Oh, Anonymous said, I've heard there's a 3-month program for new members to join. It is. I'm going to put the link right here. It's No BS Weight Loss Simple Plan. She can go there and find out. Which coaches are currently available for private coaching? Right now, Betsy has got slots available. Lizzie may have a slot available, and Lisa has a slot available. So Betsy, I think, has three or four spots. Lizzie may have one spot, and Lisa has one spot, with maybe a couple more coming, because I think a couple people have left. So if you want to do private coaching, y'all need to be about it, because I'm going to tell you something. Them spots, once they're gone, will go back on a wait list. I'll tell you how many we've got, because they go quickly. They go quickly. So if you want private coaching, now is your here's your sign, because we have been on a wait list for quite some time. And we just got off. A few of the coaches just got off the wait list. Oh, one person's already signed up today. Yeah, so Betsy's got five spots, actually. Lizzie has got Lizzie's got one spot. And Lisa's got one spot. I do not know if Kathy and Lizzie will be doing their groups again. Yeah, private coaching is 100% worth it. That's the truth. Okay, so we're doing a launch for new members, because we used to be closed, and we're never open except during a launch. Like, you had to join. If you didn't get in, you had to wait. Okay, we're going back to that. So we are having a launch in January. That simple plan, if you've got friends that want to join, now is the time. I put the link in there. And you want to put the link in there. So you can tell them to go there, and that is how they can get in there. So oh wait, that sucks. What sucks? Yeah, you got to come when you can come. We're going back to the old timey, olden days. Back to the olden when I joined. When I found Corinne, I had missed the opening in January, so I had to do the free stuff till March, because you couldn't join, honey. She locked them doors down tight. Yep. That's when I joined, Liz, December 9th, 2019. She locked it up, honey, tight as a drum. And I missed it in December, and I had to wait till March to join. I think I joined in March 19. All right, y'all. Any questions? Y'all, I'll see y'all next year. Isn't that amazing? Please, y'all, be safe. Take care of yourself. And I'm gonna just tell y'all, every year y'all make the best. I'm just happy to be here with y'all. I'm blessed beyond measure because of y'all. I hope and pray that the love that I have for y'all comes through. I just hope that it does, because honest to goodness, y'all are seriously, now my kids is gone. Some people get more dogs. I got no BS. I just love y'all, and I believe in y'all more than you'll ever know, more than you'll ever, ever, ever know. And I just love y'all. I just love y'all so much. So, y'all have a great rest of your day. Have a great rest of the year. And fun fact, for the first time ever, I heard it on the news this morning, the ball in New York is going to drop twice, because this year is the 250th birthday of this great country of ours. And so they're going to drop it, and then 4 minutes later, they're going to raise it up, turn it red, white, and blue, and drop it again for the to kick off the 250 year festivities. That's fun. I won't see it. I'll watch it on a replay. So, y'all, let me know if you need anything. And if you do not let this year unring, like, do not go into 2026 saying, I wish I would have reached out to MJ. I should have emailed her. I should have whatever. And if you're hearing this on the replay and it's after, go ahead and email me. It's not too late. Start your year off right. Write in to ask coaches. Sign up for private coaching if you've been thinking about it. Reach out for help, y'all. That's why we're here. That's why we're here. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your year, and I'll see y'all next year. Bye, y'all.